This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With all the uncertainty over the budget at session's end, I wasn't able to share with you one of the legislature's charming traditions, the end-of-term farewells.
Farewell speeches, you know, they're not really farewell. Y'all get that, right?
For term-limited lawmakers and others leaving the legislature, it's a chance to say public thank yous as well as reminisce on their time at the Capitol. House Speaker Chuck Cleckley looked back to his first bill.
The insurance department called up and said, we need you to handle a piece of legislation for us. I said, what does it do? They said, it just changes one word. I said, what's that word? Well, it goes from may to shall.
Bogalusa Representative Hal Ritchie took a humorous approach.
I've worked with three different speakers, Joe Salter, Jim Tucker, and Chuck Cleckley. And you'd probably think Chuck and I had a rough start, and we did.
3 days into the 2012 session, Ritchie lost his committee vice chairmanship for voting no on a school voucher bill.
I broke Troy Hebert's record. Troy lasted 3 months. I did it in 3 days.
Hebert chaired insurance under Governor Blanco till he ticked her off and got the boot. He thereafter called her the Queen Bee. Now he's Jindal's Alcohol and Tobacco Control Commissioner.
Hey, I've got a chance. In somebody's new administration, I could become commissioner of something or other. So, John Bell, don't forget me when I leave.
Ritchie, a Democrat, is running for state Senate this fall.
I love this house, and I hate to leave it. I hope I can figure out who did this term limit deal and get a chance to pay him back.
He might get that chance. David Vitter authored the 1995 constitutional amendment setting term limits. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.